One of the hallmarks of the design of this building is something that's not here. The tower that was in Thomas Fuller's original plan for the Capitol. Construction was begun on it, but never finished because time and money ran out. Perhaps more importantly, it was determined that the ground beneath the building would not support the tower's weight. Look across the courtyard to the top of the building. You can see the base of the tower that never was. The flagpoles stand in the center of where the dome would have been.
Along the center of the east facade, you actually can see a wall that comes up beyond the gutter and sloping roof of the east side, and that actually was the tower. Actually, the tower gets built about 16 feet above the roof line, so we actually have some archival photographs that show beginnings of the tower that you would have been able to see from the street. And when they call off the construction of the tower, they don't remove it yet. They stop construction, and they leave it up for about 10 years. 1906 is when they decide to dismantle that part of the tower and bring it down below the roof line to the level that we have it now.